Aren't you interested in learning breakthrough wealth building strategies, such as how to flip a home in less than 2 weeks using other people's money with no real estate license, or how to build a low-cost home-based business? You can discover how to take passive income from any source and invest it into real estate, stocks, or business to become financially independent investing in any market with Residual Roads Business Institute. Collaborate with Andre and other Residual Roads advisors to create a free action plan and start implementing strategies today. Go to www.residualroads.com or email info@residualroads.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. You've been searching for different ways to become financially independent or generate passive income to live out your life's purpose as you've seen others do it, but need insight on how. Well, get excited because here you'll discover the tips and resources to fulfill that need. Andre Stewart has spent more than a decade successfully making it happen for himself and others. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to Investing Uncensored. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And it's been a while since I had a chance to talk to you guys. I've been busy. We're about to start raising funds. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. But I haven't talked to you guys about the economy because obviously there's been a lot of interviews with people coming on. So I want to get into politics. I haven't talked about that in a while. And I know I mentioned something in regards to Donald Trump a little while ago saying he won't be the president. But I think the landscape has changed. I think the current administration has changed the minds of a lot of people in regards to who the next president is going to be. And I think it's probably going to end up being Trump based on what the polls is and things like that. And I think what they're doing to him in regards to the lawsuit is also, you know what I mean? People in America think differently, right? And so I think being able to possibly elect a president that has been indicted, that's going to go to jail, it's just different. And I think people might find it interesting. So I'm going to dive into that. I'm going to dive into the debt that we have, and hopefully I can break down why people should take it serious and try to make the correlation between the amount of debt that they have or the amount of debt that we have as a country and what that looks like as a household. It's kind of the same. So I want to get into that a little bit. I'm going to show you guys a couple of different things, which I normally don't do. I normally don't hop on the computer and pull up my screen. But in this particular case, I think it's necessary for me to show you guys a couple of things in regards to the debt ceiling and what has taken place. And again, it's been a while, man. So I just want to give you guys my opinion of what's going on in the economy. And I said in 2021, I think that Trump would never be the president again. But again, I think that's changing. So let me share my screen with you guys really quick and dive into why I think that and get into what's going on with the economy. All right, guys. So let's see, man. I always talk about, you know, I don't always talk about it, but I do get into politics a little bit. And as you can see here, Trump is leading the way, man. I think this is a little behind. Obviously, you can see it's the 29th, but Trump is leading the way at 49%, and the closest person is DeSantis. So I think it's going to be a runaway. And so a lot of people don't know, you have to sign off as a party with who you want to be the leader. And so in this particular case, all these people have agreed that whoever's winning right now, which is Trump, they would all vote for him to be the primary leader for the Republican Party. And so as it stands, it looks like Trump would be the president again, because I don't think that anyone's going to reelect Biden. And I don't know who is running in the Democratic Party because it hasn't been announced. And you guys heard me say this before. I think Gavin Newsom is going to put his hat in to run. I really do think he's going to be chosen by the Democrats to lead them. And I don't think anybody's going to vote for him because a lot of people see how California has turned out. And obviously, I live in California and I have my perception on how the state is being run by Gavin Newsom. And yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's doing a good job, particularly in the large cities like SF and LA. So if they choose him, I don't know who else they would choose. Again, I don't follow politics like that, but I do know you guys have heard me say DeSantis and would be the next president, but I'm wrong. And I'm not, you know, I don't have an issue with saying I'm wrong, but unless there's something happens with him, Trump not being able to be elected because of what's going on, he gets indicted, he has to go to jail. I don't know if there's some kind of clause in there that says that if he goes to jail, he can't be president, but I still think he would probably win. I think, you know, if he were able to get nominated to be the Republican leader, I think he would win. I think a lot of people will vote for him. So even if he is locked up, he will still win, which will be the first time in history. And I think a lot of people are going for that. I don't know. Like I said, I think the way people are in the States, they look at things differently. Like it's a game, but it's not a game because this is your life. When you choose someone to lead your country, it's not a game. But again, I think people choose to vote a certain way. And so I think because of the way people decide to vote in the States, he would win, even though, you know, despite him being impeached and all of that kind of stuff like that. And again, I don't have any issues with Trump. Like, you guys have heard me say that in the past. I think Trump did pretty good when he was in office in regards to the economy. But I think his biggest issue was he ran his mouth, right? He was too vocal. He was too direct. And you guys know I feel that people in the U.S. have become soft. So because he was so outspoken in the way he was and the way he approached things, people thought he was racist and all these different things. And I just think that's how Trump is. I think he's just a person that's entitled and he just moved the way he moves. And again, because of that, I think people have now gotten a taste of what Democrats have done and what Biden has done. And I don't know if they're feeling that. So I do think it's going to shift back to the Republican side because they know that Republicans know how to get the economy going. It's been proven over the course of many elections that that has been the case. So I think where we are in politics and where we are in the economy right now, I think it's going to be Republican, whether it be DeSantis or Trump. And I say that again, you see it right here. So obviously here, obviously one, two, and I like Vivek. I think Vivek is a good candidate, but obviously he doesn't have the, I think that's the Latino vote that DeSantis is getting. And that's why he is in second place. But anyway, man, I'll hear a lot of people coming down on Biden, or a lot of people are coming down on Trump for whatever reason about how they're outspoken or the decline of Biden. Biden's 80 years old. Trump is 77 years old. How many of you guys know, or your grandparents, or you know somebody? It's like, it's not a secret how old people are. Old people tend to be super outspoken. Right? They tend to do and say and act however they feel. They forget things. People are trying to put the president, the current president, and then the previous president on like some, I don't know, some kind of pedestal just because they're the president, which I get it, but Father Time is undefeated, regardless of who you are. So you got an 80-year-old president running the country right now, and you're expecting, I don't know what you're expecting. But it's like, I think people need to manage their expectations in regards to choosing a president and expecting so much from someone who's 80 years old. So if Biden were to get reelected, he's going to be 84 by the end of his, no, 85 or 86 by the end of his term. So it's like, what are you expecting from a person that's almost 90 years old? That's crazy to me. And then Trump is probably a little bit healthier or better off than Biden is, but he's 77. So he'll probably end up being like 82 or 83. So what kind of decision making do you think he's going to have, or his actions or him being outspoken? So I think people need to check their expectations when it comes to the current president. And it's not him by himself. He's clearly not making all the decisions, if any at all. It's his administration. And he is the puppet, or he is the fall guy, whatever you want to call him, or he's the president, whatever you want to call him. He's the one that gonna take the responsibility for anything that happens to the U.S. And again, I don't think he's doing a real good job, especially with what the economy and what's going on with that. I think Trump will do a better job. And what I'm trying to say is, if you look at the history of what Trump brings, we know that he's gonna bring jobs. We know that he's gonna stimulate the economy. We know that he's gonna try to stop things from happening at the border. These are all the things that we do need. It's not something bad that he's doing. Maybe it's the way that he goes about doing it. So we need something like that. I think also, no one knows how DeSantis is. We know what he's done as governor in Florida. No one knows Vivek. Vivek just came out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Or these other people. And people know Pence. But obviously, you know, he's not doing that well. I think people fear change. But they need change. Or we need change because of what's going on in the economy and what's going on in the current political climate. So we want change. I think people are more apt to go back to Trump because they're familiar with him. They know what he's going to do. They know his track record. They know what he's about. That's another reason why I changed my tune, because when I said that, it was early in Biden's term. So I was like, I don't think Trump will get it. I don't think Biden will get it. But he's done such a bad job, in my opinion. And again, people don't like change, but they know we need change to a certain degree. And they're willing to go back to somebody that they kind of have an understanding of, and they know what he'll do. They might not like him for what the things that I just said, him being vocal and how he feels about the border and the stuff that he says, but they know what he's capable of doing with the economy. And that's what I think people want. This is why I think he'll get reelected. They're making it hard, man, that the Democrats are making it so hard for that to happen because of all the things that are thrown at this man. Like, he's the first, you know, ex-president in history that's gone through the amount of things that he's going through. And I think people know that he, or I think the administration knows that he'll get reelected. So they're doing anything in their power to frustrate him, make him feel a certain type of way. I saw an interview with him, I think it was Tucker Carlson, the night of the Republican debate. He asked Trump if he thought that they were going to try to kill him. And, you know, he didn't really, you know, acknowledge what Tucker had said, but it's got to cross your mind. So if they're doing all these different things to him to try to slow him down, he's still doing it. He's still rallying. He's still going on tours. He's still, his vote actually went up even more after he got indicted. And so I've seen a couple of people online say, oh, they ride on with Trump. And this is like a lot of people say, oh, well, black people don't vote for Trump. That is a huge lie. And there's a lot of videos online that show that's not the case. And so, you know, some of the people that I saw were saying that we're going to ride with Trump. These are black people. We're going to ride with Trump because we know what it's like to get arrested or accused or get hit by the book for nothing, for doing nothing. And so that's what they're feeling like, man, we're going to ride with Trump because now he's one of us. Now we can relate to him. And so most people vote based on, you know what I mean, their mama was a Democrat, their dad was a Republican, or whatever the case is, or we can relate. And so most Democrats stick together because a lot of them can relate. A lot of Republicans stick together because a lot of them can relate as well. Again, that landscape is changing. And I think the, you know, with people being able to get money during the pandemic, that put a lot of people in a different bracket. That made people see a lot of things differently because now they got money, they started businesses, and they know what that tax is like. So I think a lot of Democrats now are leaning more Republican. So that's why, again, I think the voting, and I think it's changing. You know what I mean? Like, people say certain states are being flipped. That might have been the case 2 years ago, but I think those same states that were almost getting flipped are not going back. Arizona, for one, you know, people were saying, oh, it's turning blue. I don't know about that, man. I don't know if that's going to happen. With Georgia, Georgia was like on the cusp. You know what happened in Georgia. Honestly, that's why that whole thing is going on with Trump right now, for some, you know, what happened in Georgia with the election. So again, man, I think it will be a Republican. I do think if there's some loophole in there that if the president gets indicted, he goes to jail and he becomes president, he can get off. That's probably going to happen. So, man, that's kind of how I'm at, or where I'm at with politics. And me, I'm just doing this because I'm walking back my statement that I said a couple years ago or a year and a half ago about Trump not becoming president, because now I think that's changed, man. I think that's the thing of the past. And honestly, I don't vote. I've talked about this a lot, but I do think we do need someone that's going to put the fear of God in people's hearts in other countries. I do think that. I do think Trump will do a lot more tariffs and like all kind of things to the other countries that are trying to form these BRICS nations that are trying to devalue, you know, take over the as the global reserve currency. I think all these different things that are happening, Trump will do something about it versus, you know, sit back. And I don't know if people know it. I mean, there's been a ton of conversations in the past couple months about Biden getting impeached as well. So it's not like he's just out here flying on the radar. And a lot of Democrats I'll talk to, I mean, they're leaning more left too, man. I mean, they're leaning more Republican too, man.
Ever wished you had the opportunity to buy a stock like Facebook, Amazon, or Netflix before it went public, or was able to get shares in companies like VC firms and angel investors? Well, here's your chance. Go to investfar.com/invest and reserve a position. For the next 1 to 3 months, InvestFAR is allowed a limited number of low-cost shares be available for friends, family, and its community per SEC regulations before it goes public. Imagine being able to 1,000x or 10,000x your investment, like the top 5%. With exclusive opportunities such as this, positions are limited and the window of time is short. Don't miss your chance. That's INV, as in Victor, ESTFAR.com/invest.
So I think a lot of people have been affected by it. There had never been a president like Trump with his being vocal or his demeanor. And I think people didn't like that. But I now see that they're being like, you know what? He did do for us, or he did this for the economy. So I think they're starting to change their tune. And I'm gonna bring this up, man. A lot of people are not in the know, man. But like, if you listen to my podcast, then you might have heard me 6 or 7 months ago talk about the U.S. debt being at $30 trillion. Look at it. This is the U.S. debt clock. It's running clock. It's live. Maybe six, like I said, if you go back, just go back a couple of podcasts and you will hear me say the U.S. debt is $30 trillion. Now we're at almost $33 trillion. Come on, man. In a matter of 7 or 8 months, that's crazy. So where's this money coming from? I don't think people get it. Where do you get $33 trillion from? So this is the debt. And if you look here, this is our gross domestic product. This is what we have. This is our GDP. So if our debt is almost $33 trillion, and we're only bringing in $26 trillion, what does that tell you? That tells you we're going to run into a problem real soon. And so if you look at our deficit, our spending deficit, and they keep increasing this like crazy. I mean, I think once they just increased the debt ceiling 2 months ago, we went and got $1 trillion. This current administration went and got $1 trillion as soon as you raised the debt ceiling. So that's why this number is going up the way it is, but also the interest payments on it. So if you look here, the federal spending is $6.3 trillion. But look at what we're bringing in. We're only bringing in $4.5. So again, if you have a household and say your debt for your household is $6,000 a month, but you're only bringing in $4,500 a month, how long can you do that? How long is that sustainable? For the average person, which is so messed up, and the government talks about all these different things, but yet we have a credit score and all these different things. So as a country, we can go over. We can do $6,500. I'm just using this number. You see it. We're doing $6,500 a month, right? But we only bring it in $45. And we keep going. And that's like going out there and getting another credit card and not increasing your income. So now we go in and get another, let's say, $1,000 credit card to add, but we're not increasing our income. So now we have $7,000 a month, but our income is not going up. So how are they able to keep going and getting more and more money? But we can't do that as a citizen. We can't do that as a regular person. But who's paying for this? We're paying for it. So if you look here, the debt per taxpayer. So even if you don't have debt, like, I don't have that much debt, right? But apparently I got $253,000 worth of debt. That ain't got nothing to do with me, man. But because they want to go and do this, and we got this going on, and the reason why we had this is because of what they're doing with the current administration. The current administration is just giving out money. They're just giving away money. That's why this number is going up. You're just giving out money. So then if you have a business, when you have a business or you do real estate or you do any kind of investing, they tax you. This is where the tax comes in at, right? So you tax these businesses to get the money to be able to pay this. But if you out here just giving us money and increasing this number, that is taken away from the people that want to actually go out here and work and have a job. So they don't have the people that they used to have to go out there and be able to tax. A lot of these people are also going overseas and starting businesses and moving their accounts elsewhere. So now you're making this problem worse by putting people out of work. So now people don't want to go to work. So now the people that were going to work, you were able to tax them. and get the money, whether it be 25 or 30%, you were able to add that to the revenue coming in. But now that you basically giving money to folks so they don't have to work, where are you going to get the money from to pay it back? Because now you can't tax anybody. If you want to, increase the capital gains tax on people like investors or people that have businesses, they're going to stop. Because now, if again, let's use an example, if they're only pulling in $4,500 a month and now their debt is $6,500 a month or $7,500 a month, they can't go get a loan. They can't go get a loan from a bank. They can't go get more credit to keep the business going. So now that business shuts down with interest rates because, again, they're borrowing this money. They're borrowing this money from the Federal Reserve. So the Federal Reserve has the interest rate. That's what the interest rate is going up. So they're trying to bring this money back in to pay the debt down. But with interest rates going up, what do you think happens? People like myself or business owners or investors can't go borrow the money to blow the business up or expand the business. So what happens? You don't have the tax revenue coming in. You guys see what I'm saying? So you got people that are running our country, people that certain people voted for, they're doing this. They're doing this. So this number, I mean, if you guys take this, take it down. Check back here in 5 or 6 months, this thing might be at $300,000 and you ain't even doing anything. So even if you try to leave and go to another country and you keep your citizenship, you got to pay this. If you get a business popping off in another country, they're going to tax you and get that money back because you're a citizen and you're a taxpayer in the U.S. They're going to get this. They're going to get this from you. So you got to see the system, man. You see, it's gonna hit ahead at some point in time. Look at this. The total debt, the GDP, 135%. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. So if you got a credit card, and you over on your credit card 135%, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, come on, man. So your debt to income ratio for us to go out and get a car or go out and get a house and go out and do all these things based on what the U.S. wants us to do is typically supposed to be at 35% or less. You're supposed to at least be under 50%. Man, as a country, we are at 135% and they're still able to go and get more money. Oh, man, that is all that's amazing. So this is the issue that I have. And this is why I'm always talking about people getting out of the U.S. and going somewhere. And if you don't want to leave 100%, diversify yourself and, you know, go get a property in another country, because at the rate we're going, you can kind of see. I'm breaking it down to you guys real simple so you can see. I don't got to tell you, man. Just do the math and see where we're going to end up. So look at this. Revenue per citizen, based on the tax, based on the revenue coming in, $13,000. But debt per citizen, $97,000. Come on, man. It ain't rocket science. I need y'all to understand where we at. And I need y'all to understand what's going to happen. This is breaking it down for you. If this ain't as, you know what I mean, concrete evidence of for you to make a decision on where you need to move and how you need to start changing your life around, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, I ain't making this up. Like, again, this is a public thing. Like, this is it. And I don't know, man. So this is why I have this podcast. This is why I talk about all these things, man, because it's very concerning. And I don't think people really understand where we're at with that. Like, you know what I mean? Let's just scroll down a little bit more, man. Like, this is something that I think people should look into. I found out about this working at the bank. That's why I even know about it. But like, if you look here, saving per family, how's that even possible? How's that possible? $13,000, but the revenue it don't even make sense. How's that savings and the revenue per citizen and then the debt? Like, come on, man. So U.S. workforce now, 161 million people, the U.S. population is 335 million people. That's, yo, this is comical. So, guys, I really just wanted to hop on here and talk about those two things and really show you guys what's really going on. And for you guys to be paying attention, man, like, this is unsustainable. Just don't think of it on a large scale. Like, you see, these are giant numbers. Think of it like I just broke it down to you per household, because this is also per household or per citizen. This is interesting, man. Like, I met this guy and he was telling me that he found out, because he does a lot of patents, he was telling me that each person is an entity. And so this is why he said each person is an entity, because we all have tax ID numbers, or I'm sorry, social security number. If you look at a tax ID number, which is tax ID number is the identifier for a business. Every business has to have a tax ID number. If you're a foreign national, you have an I-10. And if you're from the U.S., you have a social security number. So all of us are entities. And so this is why you have this number right here, because we're all an entity. And so this guy was saying he treats himself as an entity. And I thought that was crazy. So he, as himself, has made himself a business, literally. And that's why if you look up companies online, and I never thought about it, I didn't put it together like he did. As a sole proprietor, you're still a business because you're an entity. And I'm like, a sole prop, you tend to think of it just a person as an individual that's just going on here and using a business, and they don't need a EIN number, which again is an identifier for a business, because their social is the EIN number. And I was like, oh, bro, that makes sense. Like, we're all entities, man. So you got to treat yourself like an entity in regards to how you operate and how you move, because clearly that's how they treat us. That's how they treat us, man. So guys, look at this, man. Look at it daily, but at least check it like once every 5 or 6 months. And again, man, like I said, 30 trillion, now we're at 33. And this current administration still has another 2 years to go. So I challenge you guys to keep up on this, man. Look, you in debt. You in debt if you think you in debt. And this even goes to like a baby. Like, come on, man. When a kid is first born, he in debt $253,000, because as soon as he's born, like I just said, he's an entity and he is a taxpayer in essence because he has a social. So at some point in time, when he hits 15 or 16, when he can legally work, he's going to be a taxpayer. And just for him coming to this earth, getting a job at 16, which, you know, 15 or 16 years from now, this is going to be like $450,000. And where are you going to be at? Where are you going to be at in 10 or 15 years from now when that thing is like that? So guys, this is the reason why I created InvestFAR. InvestFAR is a remote real estate investing platform that allows people to invest remotely anywhere in the world. So that's what you should be doing. I like a lot of times I always say, invest where you like to go on vacation, or get an account in a place where you like to go on vacation. To me, that makes the most sense. If you like vacationing there, and the sad thing about it, 72% of the U.S. population don't have passports. And so when I say vacation for me, that's out of the country. So again, let me bring that back. Think of a destination where you would want to go out of the country, and then make that a place where you choose to go there and open an account, or you choose to invest. Everybody got these places that they want to go to. So yeah, get going, man, because at the rate we're going, that's going to be your best bet. And especially with these other nations trying to team up to come up with a currency that's going to bring the U.S. dollar down. So this stuff is happening and it's taking place, and the current administration is doing what they're doing in conjunction with what these other nations or countries are doing at the same time. So it has to be apocalyptic. And I'm not being a doom and gloomer. Clearly, I'm not being a doom and gloomer. I'm just telling you guys the facts. It has to be apocalyptic at the rate of where we're going. So we need to get a new administration in there to turn this around. But I think it's too late. I think it's too far gone. And I don't know how you can stimulate and get, I don't know, $3 trillion? You want $4 to make sure we're good, right? So we got to somehow come up with $4 trillion. I don't even know how that's even possible. I don't know, man. Like, so this goes back to me saying, eventually, we're in a recession, but eventually, we might end up somewhere more near depression. You guys heard me say that almost 2 years ago as well. We're trending in that direction. Nothing happens overnight when it comes to the economy. What happened in 2020 was something because of, what do they say, a black swan event. But economies don't just collapse overnight like that. But you can see we're trending down. Man, I just don't know how we're going to be able to come up with $4 trillion in the next couple of years, especially with the workforce the way it is. And people not being able to go out and borrow money. So we have an issue. I showed it to you. Now, what are you going to do with it? And one thing I want to show real fast, I keep telling you guys about InvestSmart. The reason why I'm bringing it up, it is obviously my company, but it's so beneficial for people that are trying to get out of a situation like this or change their circumstance. So if you want to be able to get in on a company like that, that we haven't gone public, but we're about to go public. So you guys have heard my previous podcast that said you want to invest like a VC or you want to invest like an angel investor. This is your opportunity to not only get into a company that is revolutionizing the way people are going to be able to make money, but also the whole entire real estate investing landscape. It's not for rich people. It's not for the wealthy. It's for everybody. At least that's what I'm trying to do. So if you want to be able to make money and change your equation to go from this being your debt number to being a plus $400,000, $500,000, I think you get into the app. Like go to wefunder.com/investbar and put some money up, man. I'm not telling you exactly what to do. I'm just saying it's a good idea, man. It's a great platform. We're bridging the gap of inequality, trying because people still have money from the, you know, what happened with them giving out money or the economy is still doing relatively good for some people. And if you have the money, invest in something like this before it goes public. Like, if you guys know, AI is moving right now. This is the first real estate investing platform that has AI like that. So, you know, people are throwing money at this. I'm just trying to give you guys a way into something before it even goes. So I know I'm going public. I can't do this. I'm not going to be like Elon Musk and get myself in trouble. But just know at some point in time, that is the goal. The goal is to go public. I can't tell you when, but I'm going to allow this 45 to 60 days, by the time you guys watch this will be live. So you might want to get there. But 45 to 60 days, maybe 90 max, I'm going to allow people to invest into the company before we go public. So you'll see it. You'll see the window on there that shows how many days are left where you guys can invest in the company before it goes public. So you'll have the opportunity. So guys, this is just a revolutionary platform that's going to help you change your situation based on what I just showed you, because you can invest in other countries through the app. So you can go out and get a property or go out and get an Airbnb and let it cash flow to help you out in decreasing some of your debt that you see on the screen or that you know that you have yourself. If you got credit card debt or any kind of debt, this will allow you to be able to invest in markets that you don't have to pay $5,000 a month or, you know what I mean, or these astronomical numbers for you to be able to get an Airbnb or, I'm talking about Airbnb arbitrage, or if you want to buy a property. I mean, we have properties on the app that are $65,000, $100,000 that'll cash flow because you're going to turn them into Airbnbs or rentals. So guys, get on here, man. Go to wefunder.com/investbar and invest. Like I said, this is not live right now if you're watching this, but it's going to be live. Like, but anyway, you guys, let's see what we've done. Look at here, man. Look at what we've done. We've done a lot of impressive stuff. And the fact that we're empowered by AI and the things that we're doing, I'm not going to sit here and tell you everything that we're doing, but guys, go on here, download the app, use it, put some money up. We're starting the minimum amount at like $100. So even if you got $100, $200, I'm not telling you to put on a credit card, but if you want to go in debt behind doing something, go in debt behind being able to buy shares. Don't go in debt behind buying a bottle of liquor, right? Go out there because the cost of the shares are going to be so low based on what I'm doing right now. So go out there, man, put $200-$300 on a credit card. Boom. You know, however many shares you get, because this platform is going to blow up. I can't tell you how many meetings that I've been doing with different, you know, VCs and things like that. But I'm just letting you guys know it's a great opportunity for you guys to get in on the ground floor and make some money. But anyway, guys, back to this. Do your research, keep up with this. And when it is time to vote, don't vote. Don't vote based on color. Don't vote based on how your mom did. Vote based on your situation. A lot of people over the course of time, your situation should have changed where you don't need certain handouts or you don't need certain things, so you don't have to be on a certain side. But at this point in time, I'll be on the right side. Not the Republican side, but the right side of like, how to turn this around. If you want to continue to live in the U.S. and be able to go to the grocery store and not pay $150 for like five items. I went to the grocery store the other day and I bought like some toilet paper, some ribs, some deodorant, and I think it was some water, and it was like $105. So, guys, change your situation, man. Be more intelligent on how you choose to vote, but fix this, man. Fix this the best way you can, and the best way to do that is choosing how you vote. But anyway, guys, I will see you guys in the next show. I will see you guys in the next episode, and take care.
Aren't you ready to start a business or grow your real estate investing portfolio? If you answered yes, allow Andre and the expert advisors at the Residual Roads Business Institute to fast track and put you on a path to full-time investing. The greatest transfer of wealth in our lifetime is occurring over the next few years, and you can take advantage if you know what to look for. In order to be successful at real estate investing, you need to learn how to leverage your current resources to generate quick money, big money, and retirement money. Let Residual Roads advisors craft a plan to get you through these phases using little or no money in 6 months or less. Don't wait for a job. Create one for yourself and others. Go to residualroads.com for mentorship, and for our free course, go to residualroads.thinkific.com.